Rashi says, "V'yim nefesh lechayiv al sofik milas." That even a sofik mila, also you have to bring a Rashi Toli. Give Rabbi Kiva. Use the words of Rabbi Kiva, and that's Rabbi Kiva's sheet in the Mishnah. That even though you have a doubt whether the piece of meat that you ate was it kosher machulin, so it's a sofik whether you did the yisur mila or not. So Rabbi Kiva, you have to bring a Rashi Toli. Because he has the pasuk says v'yim nefesh, so Rashi says v'yashem tolik. So it says this pasuk v'yashem tolik. Well, the yelminay before this pasuk is talking about v'yashem milas k'mari rabbi yikro. So first the pasuk talks about if you nenim in a hegdish, you have to bring an oshem tolik, and then it says the pasha you have to bring an oshem vaday, and then it says the pasha v'slafik avera, you have to bring an oshem tolik. So the Kiva says that the oshem tolik applies to the pasha before of a Issa Mila. But on the Sufik Mila, it's also to bring an Hashem Toli. Tivu Rebbe Kiva. The Chachom, though, it says the Mishnah, no Poitrim. The Chachom says, no, you put the from an Issa, from an Hashem Toli. If you name him in a Hegdish, Vadai, B'Shoigeg, then you have to bring a Korban. But if you have a Sufik, whether you were name him in a Hegdish, then the Chachom says, you put the from the Hashem Toli. So what's the Machlaikis? So was lema, let's say Bahor Kliflagi, he argued like this. To Rabbi Kiva, Savar Lemaidin Elya Mitachim, I learned out the top pasha of Mila from the bottom pasha of Hashem Toli. Again, like a Hekish a little bit like. But just like it says one after another, so it needs to say that the first pasha, the top pasha of Mila, also has the second pasha of Hashem Toli. For Abonin Savino, I don't make this type of a hekish. I don't learn out one pasha from the next pasha. So there's one pasha of Mila, and then there's another pasha of Hashem Toli, and by a Sufik Mila, you're not chayav Hashem Toli. Maybe that's the machlekes. So Mar says no. Omer Papa says better. I tell you, the Kulu Yom, everybody agrees, even the Chum agrees, that usually is Lemeidin El Yemitachtim. When you have one pasha after another, Avad, you do make a limud a hekish. One to the other. Learn now one from the other. Because the Yim Kain, if you're not going to say that way, Sofra Beben Boker Le Meshkachaslu. By Kabonis, how do we know by Kutche Kadoshim, the Shechit has to be Betzofen? The Torah only says it by its sign, by sheep. How do we know to say by Ben Boker has the same Aloha, the Bebing Korban Eula from a Boker, the Shechit has to be done Betzofen? It's only because it says, El Yim Mitachton, learn out the top Pasha from the bottom Pasha. Is not Mishkakas law, only because you make this limud. So if you're going to tell me the Chum do not make that limud, so how are they going to know the loch of Tzofim by Ben Boker? El, it must be everybody agrees that you do learn out El Yom Mitachton. So how come here the Chum say that you're potter from an Oshem Toli, that if you have a Tzofim, whether you did the Yisr Mila or not, you have no chiv to bring an Oshem Toli. Why? So Marin says, El Hocha, I know time of the Rabbanon, the reason the Rabbanon over here is, the Patri, what do they say on a Sufik Mila? You're part of the Korban Hashem Toli. I tell you, the Gemiri, mitzvahs michatis. To make another Gezeirah Shava, it says the word mitzvahs by chatis, and it says the word mitzvahs by Hashem Toli. You have to say this. Mar lahalan, dover shech yavnal doinikoros. For which chet are you chayiv a chatis? You only chayiv to bring a Korban chatis on a chet, that if you do it to mezid, you chayiv chorus. Now that you do it b'shogi, you chayiv chatis. So, on such a chet, that b'zdoin yiskos v'ashegos v'chatis. So on such a type of a chet, v'yasveik yoshem toli. That if you do that chet now with something, let's say chelev v'dam. If you eat vaday chelev v'vaday dam, so if you eat it b'mezid, you chayiv chorus. If you eat it b'shogi, you chayiv chatis. So therefore, if you have a suffix, whether you eat chelev v'shumin, so then the lochas you have to bring the Hashem Toli. If Av Kol Shech Yovam Al Doine Chorus V'yal Sveikai Chatis V'ashem Yosu Yoshem Toli. So that's the parasha of Hashem Toli only. If that chet would have been done Vaday B'mezid, you'd be Chayav Chorus. Now, B'shoigig Nisafik, you can have the Hashem Toli. But it means Lafuke to exclude the parasha of Mila. That even after Safik, when you did the Yisra Mila, you would not be Chayav Hashem Toli. Why? Because even if it's not to say you're nenim in a hegdish b'mezid, you're not chayav chorus, it's only a lav. The Tanya learn like this. Hezid b'nila. Let's say somebody b'mezid went to have hanor from hegdish. So Rebbe Yerma b'misa. True, Rebbe Shita is yechayav misa. However, v'chachom moim, v'chom said, we pass not v'chom nin, v'chom moimrim, The Yazor is only alive. So according to Chom Shito, that there's only a lav by the Yisra Milo, that's why there's no korban Noshim Toli. Because Noshim Kor, learn out from the Gzeres Shovah, Mitzvah, Sumchapis, that Yoni Chayiv and Noshim Toli on a chet, that if you do it the Mezid, you Chayiv Koros, for a chet like Milo, that if you do it the Mezid, Yoni Chayiv alav, if now you do it B'Shegeg, there's no B'Shegeg, and Misofik Shegeg, there's no Chayiv Noshim Toli. That's the story of the Chacham. Here, for the Kiva Sovano, Kiyafina Mitzvahs Mitzvahs, when we make this Gzerah Shavah Mitzvahs Mitzvahs Mechatis Chelev, Mechatis Chelev, Loch Yud Yafina. It looks like this, Ma'al Alam Bekfuah, just like you eat Chelev, Peshoigi, you have to bring a Korban Chatis. What type of a Korban Chatis? It has to be a Chatis Kavuah. It's not an osher, it's not an oil of urine. There's one chiyuv, you have to bring a behemah. There's no way to get out of it by bringing a mincha or bringing an oifos. So only such a type of chatis is there a chiyuv oshem toli on. Is afkan hu adim oshem toli is bekfuah. As long as we do the chet benezid or we do the chet b'shegeg or vaday chet, you have to bring a chatis kavuah. Then if you have a suffix, you bring an oshem toli. Lafuki yelo viyorid. Just means lafuki, those chatoim, let's say migdash, you go into the base migdash when you're tame, or you eat kachem when you're tame, and that chet b'shegid, you chayav a korban yelo viyorid. So you have a suffix if you did that chet, then you would not have a chiyav to bring a nashim toli. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. Not more, but it's not come to teach us that it has to have a chiyav korban to it. It's just teaching it has to be a chet, that if you know for sure you did the chet, you'd be chayav a chatas vadai, and not a chatis oil of a yerit. Yes, that would be the svara in Rabbi Kiva. All right, turn over. We'll continue the one on the other side. And the Gemara says, what are the chum hold about this? So when it says, Rabban and Tzavri, though, ain't Gzeira Shavi la Matzah. Learn out both things. It's a Gzeira Shavi, a Matzah, Matzahs, and when you have a Russian Tali, only on a chet, that if you would have done it Vadai, first of all, there'd be a Nisimil chorus on it, and also, if you would have done it a Shaykh, there'd be a Chatas Vaday, not a Ola B'Yerid. We learn our both things, because Ein Gzeira Shavah L'Matzah. So, whereas there's a soul, Mechlai, you want to tell me that the Kiva soul, the Kiva holds, Yesh Gzeira Shavah L'Matzah, it's not mistaken like that. You think, make Gzeira Shavah halfway, usually we know not like that. When you want to make Gzeira Shavah, you learn out all the halachas together. So, whereas there's Ela around it like this. Ela Te, the Kula Yam, everybody holds. Know that he can't make Gzeira Shavah L'Matzah, he has to miss it completely. If so, what's the track from Mekiva then? What does he say by Milo, Yechayiv, Unashim Toli? There's no Chiyiv Chorus by Milo. So there should be no Pasha of Unashim Toli. So Moran says, Akiva, the other quote of Pasuk says, V'yim Nefesh, it's an extra word, V'yim Nefesh. So he learns out that the Vav comes to teach us Vav Meisav Alinyi Rishon. The Vav comes to Meisav that the next parasha of Oshem Toli is an extension from the first parasha of Isamila. For Yilmod El Yomitach, and here we learn out the Dalkom, the Tat Parasha of Mila from the next parasha of Oshem Toli, as if the Vav is teaching us that there is an Oshem Toli by Mila. For Abon Sava, what do they hold? Tach, the new Dukavim Yoyah, the opposite way around. And the Vav tells us we're learning out Hilchas Oshem Toli from the parasha of Mila. It means like this, that the Oshem, the Kesef Shkolim, that just like by Mila, when the Torah says you have to bring an Oshem, if you hold the Mila Vadai, you mail the Hegdish, the Shagiks, you have to bring an Oshem, how much does the Oshem have to be worth? At least 2 Shkolim. So the next parasha talks about an Oshem Toli, means the same limit that we're learning out Oshem Toli from the top parasha, that this Oshem, the Korban, has to be worth at least 2 Shkolim. That's what the limit is, the Vav. But not to learn out that the parasha of Oshem Toli applies to Mila. No. Just the halacha of Oshem that says by Mila, of two Tzoloyim, two Shkolim, that applies to the Oshem of an Oshem Toli. Rabbi Kiva Sover, in Hekesh Lamach, they can't divide his way. You have to do it both ways. So when it says, very good, if the Oshem Chomim, Nechlau, you want to tell me that the Rabbana Sover, they'll hold, Yesh Hekesh Lamach, you couldn't make a Hekesh Lamach, so usually you can't do that. For the more of a kind, we always hold, the ain't Hekesh Lamachzah, you can't make Hekesh Lamachzah. It's more so true, except that the trials are this. The Kuliyot, everybody holds, Taki, right, ain't Hekesh Lamachzah, you can't make Hekesh Lamachzah. So the Vav should mean both ways like a Mekiva holds. And so what about Chol say not like that? For Yoch, I'm not talking about the Rabbonim, the Gemiri Matzos Matzos. There's nothing Zerish over here. Even though it says the word Vav, Moist, if you're learning a word from the other, there's also Zerish over Matzos Matzos, which is Afke and Me'akesha, which comes down from this Hekesh of Vav Moisif. But since you have a limit of Matzos Matzos, says the word Matzos, Mitzvahs, says the word Mitzvahs, by Hashem Tol, it says the word mitzvahs. By Echatis, we learn how Hashem Tol is only a chiyuv to bring it on a chet that there'll be a chiyuv karas on. Not mila that is no chiyuv karas. That's a chol mishita. For Rabbanan, Hashem, the kesef shkolim, nafkalei, not Rabbi Kiva, no. He knows that this halacha, that Hashem is worth two shkolim, and let it from someplace else. Therefore, the vav mitzvah of a linearization must mean to teach us that the parsha of Hashem Tolu applies to Milu also. It cannot only apply for the how much the shkolim did the carbon has to be worth. As Rabbi Kiva, Hashem the kesef shkolim, not from another pasuk. It says mizayis teres Hashem means ter achas bechol hashamis. Means the same Hashem did the kesef shkolim. That any Hashem you have to bring always has to be worth two shkolim. Therefore, I do not need the word vav meisef to teach me this. So the vav meisef must mean to teach me that the parasha of Hashem totally applies also to Mila. For Rabban of the Gemara says, Alpha God dechsev zayis teras Hashem, this is the word teras Hashem, Yitzrich, lemichta vav, so I need the word vav to make the sekish. V'yim nefesh, vav meisef on Yerishin, v'yim batakta miyoyin. The Chorban comes and knows, too, I need this drasha. Again, what? For Rabbanan Afa Gav Dichsiv Zoyz Teres Hashem Itzok L'michto V'yim Nefesh Vav Maisel Min Yerishim V'yim Metatim Yoyim. To say what? That the Hashem has to work two shkolim. What do you need this limit for V'yim V'yim Maisel Elyim Itachtim Yoyim? You have this cloud of Zoyz Teres Hashem. So verse says no. You want to learn out just from the words of Zoyz Teres Hashem. Ki amina Torah achas tochol hashamis. When does the Torah say all the korban ashrams have the same alakom? Hani mili b'shar hashamis. Vadayim. That's only by a chet that you have a vada chiyuv ashram. Then all the ashrams have the same alakom. They have to be worth at least two shkolim. But the new parash of ashram toli, where you have a suffix whether you did the chet or not. Kiva be al suffix chet, of course, since you only bring now for suffix chet, Eimalei yeisrei kechama mi vadayim. Maybe the suffix should not be chomer the vadai. Ma vadai chatis, just like when you have a vadai chet, and you bring korban chetis, or korban chatis. Bas danko, it could be even worth less than two shkolim. 1/6, it could be worth. And I would have thought to say, maybe you have sveikai, when you only have a suffix of Aram, and two, you have to bring an ashram, and maybe that ashram, ashram tolle, should be enough. Bas danko, 1/6 of a coin. Not to be worth two shkolim. Ahochi kosrach manifa teres to write v'yim nefesh v'av moisav alin yirishim. Therefore, Chum say when the pasuk says of v'yim nefesh, the yikar chiddush is that we're learning out the bottom parasha of this ashram toli from the top parasha of ashram mila. That just like the ashram by korban mila, but by the ashram by mila has to be worth two shkolim. Who I did the ashram by ashram toli also has to be worth two shkolim. But not the opposite way around. It does not mean to teach us that the parasha of Hashem Tolu applies to Mila. So the Hanich Lamad the Dorish says Teres Hashem. Very good. It's not going to be dashing that way. El Lamad the Dorish says Teres Hashem. Michael and Mubawi Pshanim Kibah then. So the Gemara says Yalef Biyakucha Miyashem Mila. He learns it out from Erkucha. It says Miyashem Mila Lashon Erkucha. So I know for the word Erkucha Erkucha. The halacha of Hashem Mila. Hashem Shikach Harufa like Siv Bei Biyakucha. How do we know there? That it has to be worth two shkolim. Yafinim Biyayil Ayil. I learned that from this word Ayil Ayil. So I know already that the kavanas have to be worth two shkolim. That I know. So what do I do with this Lima then of Viyim Naisif? That's what the Kiva says. It must be to teach us. They learn that El Yom Mitachtoin that the korban Hashem Toli applies even to Mila. Then the Mishnah goes off and says what? Moedi Rabbi Kiva. The Sufik my comer, like what do you have to say if it's a Sufik? Rashi says, like my comer, the Sufik hot sheet of the Sveikahu. We're talking about a Sufik right now. So what do you have to say if it's a Sveikah? But the Mishnah will say, V'im sofik my comma, Amar Rava, Tani means like this. Im besreikli aymed. Rava means the person, the Tanai is like this. The question about the Tanai was, if I know about it later, then it should be Nashim Vadai. And Sveika means, if I remain with myself in the Urim, that I'll never find out that Abad did the Chet, yeah, Yashim Toli. This should remain in Nashim Toli. The Mishnah means, because Shemim Min, Shevi Abad, the same type of a korban you bring for Vada Yashim, maybe you out Shemai Haida. You bring the same type of a Nashim for Nashim Toli. So what says, say so, but the end, so what? Ki Misiyadim Leiboy Lasu Yashim Vada. The Chulim later, when you find out about it, you should have to bring the Nashim Toli. Because it's only after you have the idea that you have the chiyuv to bring a Nashim Vadai. So, like, there's a question, how could you say Yotzeh with the first korban, should have the chiyuv to bring another one? Well, actually, it's a safe. Ki eivu b'mila mu'etes, milasav yashomah b'tanai, le'nafki midei shnei shomis, chi misyadah le'devadai mo'a bo'a lasu yashom vadai. Because the other meaning was now, Oshem Dumi Dechatas, Dechatas Shevi Asvei to Yashem Toli, Ki Misyadim Lei, Vade Bo Yisui Chatas. And just like Korban Chatas, when you find out later you Vade did the Chet, you have a Chiyuv to bring a new Korban. Here there should always be a Chiyuv to Kabonis. So Mora says, no, I'm a Ravon, Medivra Shnei Nenubah, from both of them learn out, that Oshem Vade Lei Bo Yedi Lechatchim, it's not true, and Oshem Vadei, you do not have to have Yedi first. So therefore, Rashi is Hukkah, therefore, Ki Asiya Misveika Tanai, the first bringer of Tanai, Oilin Oli Yashu Vadai, Kim Siadalai. Like right now, you bring with the Tanai, that if I remain with the Sveika, it should remain with Hashem Toli. But later, when I find out that I bought it, did the Chet, this should automatically turn, this should be a Yashu Vadai. The Lacher is, when you do find out about it, you don't need the idea. So therefore, this one carbon could be either one or the other. That's the eighth thing Morris says, bring it for the Mishnah for Tanai. That if you remain a Sophic, you should remain a Nashim Toli. And when you find out you're Vadai in the Chet, this Ashim should be your Ashim Vadai. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here. You're holding by the Mishnah, Dav Chof Beis on the Beis, the bottom. The Mishnah says like this, Ve'isha Shehaviya Chat Esayf. An Isha, Rashi says, we're talking about where she was a Sofik Yolda min Ptur or min Chiv. An Isha that had a Mapur's Mapel, she had a miscarriage, and it's a Sofik whether this kid is Mechaiva to bring a Korban or not. So therefore, Min HaSofik, the Lochari is Isha Shevi Chatis Oif. So, Rashi says that the Oilos Oif that she brings Min HaSofik, and just clearly, but on the Tzadda says she was Mechuyiv to bring it, it should be a regular Oilos Chiyiv. On the Tzadda say the kid, the Nafal, was potter for the Korban, then the Oiler is in the Dover. That's good. Now the Shailer is a Chatis Dome. So the Chatis Oif could also be brought on a Suffolk. So we bring it. So look, it's like this. If before they make the Koinates the Malika on this Oif, we find out now that the miscarriage she had was like a Vadai Vlad that was Mechayev to have a Korban. So now we see that she's Vadai Mechayev Chatis. So it's a sign of Vadai. You're allowed to make that Chatis Oif not only a Sofer Chatis but into a Vadai Chatis. And she's Mechayev Mechayev. Why? Shemi Minshi, maybe, Al HaVadai, maybe Al Loi Hoida. Like the same type of a knife, the same bird that she brings for Sofer Chatis could be brought for the Vadai Chatis. Therefore, as long as she finds out before they made the Malika, he could change it over now into a Chatis Chayva, and she's Yaitzer a Chayv with this Oif. And therefore, then the Kanan can eat from it. That'll be Nafkamina. If you're going to bring the Chatis on a Sofik, the Kanan cannot eat from it. But now that she knows that she already had a miscarriage as Mechayv or a Korbin, it's called the Chatis Vadai, that the Kanan can eat from it. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Chaticha Shechulim? Let's say there was a piece of meat of chulin and the chaticha shokaydish and a piece of meat of hegdish in front of you. Now, ocher achas mem, you ate one of the two. So really, you have a doubt. You have a suffix whether you did a chet or not. Then you do ezinem ocher. You're not sure which one of the two pieces you ate. So locher is potter. This is the Tanaka Meshita we had before. They yod your potter from an oshem toli on the Easter of Nila, since you're not chayiv a koris. Therefore, they hold, was Sofek, Yinat Chai, the Korbin, Oshem Toli. However, Rabbi Kiva mechayev yoshim tol, like we had before, Rabbi Kiva holds no, even on the suffix ister mila, also there is an oshim toli. What's going to be ochles hashniya? Let's say now the same person ate the second piece of meat. So now for sure he ate hegdish. So lachar is now maybe yoshim vaday. He has to bring a vaday korban because now he knows for sure he did the chet. He's mechayev to bring a vaday yoshim. What's going to be Orchal Echad as a Rishonah? One person ate the first piece of meat. Now a second person came and ate the second piece. So Lachar is both of them. Lachar has a suffix. Which one ate the Yisr Kachim? Which one was over the Yisr Milo? So Lachar is according to the Tanakama. Zen may be Yashim Toli. Zen, not according to the Tanakama, according to Rabbi Kiva, that Zen may be Yashim Toli. Zen may be Yashim Toli. Different Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, that for a suffix Isamilo there's a chi of Oshem Toli. See, both people have the suffix Isamilo, so both of them have to bring their own separate Oshem Toli. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Rabbi Shimon Oymer, Shneyem Meviyam Oshem Echad. Both of them can bring one Oshem, and not an Oshem Toli, but an Oshem Vadai. Because between these two people, one of them for sure ate the Hegdish. So both of them bring it like Peshutras on a Tanai. Each one says, if I was the one that ate the Mila, the Hegdish, it should be my Korban. And the other one says, if he's the one, it's for his Korban. Therefore, they both have to bring one Korban. It's called the Vadai, Oshram, it's Oshram Vadai. This Rabbi Yasir says, no, Rabbi Yasir Yemer, ain't